Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You're not on Homeland, are you?
I didn't watch last year. Oh. And I'm not watching
last year. Last year wasn't great. This year's really good.
Yeah, it wasn't.
She cries every show. She cried the other night. I watched the other night's last night. It was good though. This year is really good.
What am I on right now? I'm watching Ugly Delicious on Netflix. David Chang. He came to Houston and
is a foodie?
Yeah. David Chang's awesome though, man. He's this Korean American who talks a lot of trash. He's a big sports fan too, Washington fan, but he was here in Houston. He compared Houston and Louisiana's food scenes, how Houston's diverse and how Louisiana kind of like...
Just one thing.
It's just, you know, and the Vietnamese culture here in Houston versus the Vietnamese fishermen in Louisiana, which way different vibes there.
Country.
Like, yeah, the Vietnamese crawfish here is a big deal. Like, it's a really big deal in Houston.
Yeah.
In Louisiana, Vietnamese people have Cajun. Just like, no, we just do it Cajun.
Oh, no.
And he's like, why don't you do Viet Cajun? Why don't you? He goes, because that's not what we are. She said, the people who we serve and everything. She said,
That's a sore subject.
I know it is. I know. It's on the documentary. But he takes a look at Houston and the food scene, like everyone around the country loves Houston's food scene right now. Chris Shepherd is. You know what's really cool? Chris Shepherd, who owns 1/5 and Underbelly. Underbelly is going to close at the end of the month, and it's going to become 1/5 Steakhouse, a full-time steakhouse.
Really? Underbelly's awesome.
Underbelly's awesome. Well, Chris Shepherd won, but he's just like, I'm tired of it. I'm going to move on to something new.
Well, the rest of us aren't.
So he's going to open up 1/5 Steakhouse, which he had had previously at 1/5. It's going to be a full-time steakhouse, and then UB Prime, which is kind of Underbelly, it's going to move to a new spot. So he's going to open that also in April. Today, Whitney Merciless is going to be bartending at 1/5 Houston because he wants to learn. You know, he's part owner of 1/5, the restaurant there. Mm-hmm. It used to be Mark's by Montrose on Westheimer. Whitney wants to learn that aspect. He's always asking questions. He's very involved in the restaurant. Like, he loves
that. He's a sharp guy.
Dude, Whitney understands life after football, but it doesn't keep him from doing his job on the football field.
No. He's a sharp guy.
He's a real sharp guy, so he's going to be in bartending, so I think I'm going
to
stop by.
Why didn't you get him on the show to talk about it?
He's got to deal with another station. He can't.
Screw the other station.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm going to stop by and go get me a penicillin at about 5:30. Whitney, make that. Like, what? I'm just starting here. Why are you making me? It's a blended scotch drink. It's not hard.
Is it a what? Who makes a
it's
blended?
Awesome.
What?
A lot of people make it.
Nobody
I
makes
got it
that.
For the first time ever in Chicago at Victor Bar.
Did you get an umbrella with it?
No. It's got scotch. What? Scotch is an umbrella drink since when?
You like foofy drinks, okay?
No, I like vodka tonic.
No. You'll order a Mai Tai.
No, I've never had a Mai Tai in my life. Well, I don't even know what's
no,
in
but
it.
You've had. You've. Haven't you had? I've seen you where you were a little bit. We were a little bit aback by.
Oh, I have. It's been a while, but I will intentionally avoid anything that tastes great, like a pina colada. Can't order it as a man. I guess you get shamed. Never have we been
you've
more
never
open
ordered
and free
a pina
as
a colada.
Culture, and yet you're not allowed to order. Like, nope, you
it's
can't.
2018.
Have
you can
strawberry
order
strawberry margaritas. Why can't I have that? That tastes delicious. Why do I have to get bullied into not having something like that by you drink bullies, you drink shamers?
Get a Coors Light instead.
No, but listen, it has a ginger syrup, it has lemon juice, and it has two kinds of scotch. That's a for real drink. And I was at a place called Victor Bar in Chicago. So what do you like to drink? You know, it's a cool little bar. These three brothers from Minneapolis came down to Chicago to open a bar. One of them's like looks like the Kingslayer, real handsome guy. Mm-hmm. The one in the middle looks like Frank Bullington.
And the other one looks like...
And then the last one looks like Chunk or whatever from one of the... Like, what's that? What's that show, The Goonies, where the one guy goes...
Yeah, it's The Goonies.
Chunk the ugly, the guy whose face is happened? All contorted. Maybe, that's what the brothers look like. It's like...
Maybe mom wasn't... Maybe mom was out there a little bit.
I don't know, but I can tell you this. Chris Sulis just said you have to be at a resort to order a pina colada. That's the only
you can't even order
the rule.
10.
Why can't I order it at a resort?
I think I have seen you order a pina colada before.
I don't think you've seen it in person.
I think I've seen
it. I think I've ordered one once ever. You might have been there for that one time.
I think that happened. I'm pretty sure.
I like the combination of pineapple and coconut. What am I going to do? But I don't want a pineapple coconut cake, you know, just
in a drink. Or pizza.
And you know why? My parents... made when I was a kid, they made pina coladas one time, and they let me have a virgin one. And I thought,
don't
this
say
is
that
good.
On the air about your dad.
My dad wasn't even
drinking. Your dad,
I swear to God, my dad was never. My parents weren't even drinkers. Then he went to Arizona, and like my dad was out. He was out getting it some, good you know, with him. The coaches. Like they hung out. He got to hang out with.
I
the
would
guys.
Imagine Bruce will throw down. Could imagine Bruce doesn't mind a cocktail.
Hey,
here
baby, we gonna go have a drink, Daddy. Hey, Jack. Somebody told me like Bruce Arians is like an old New Orleans jazz man, like somebody from the Quarter. I thought that the Texas hat? Cleaver said that. I was this is the most perfect thing I've ever heard. The hat, the goatee, the glass. What's up, Jack? What's up, baby? That's how he talk. Hey, we gonna do something right here, baby. Tyron Matthew, Hunter Badger, baby. We gonna get that, baby. Yeah, yeah, Jack. And I'm not cussing because everything's. So, yeah, he is like a New Orleans jazz man. Like, hey, we ran into Bruce Arians in the French Quarter. He's playing saxophone. It's
and you
amazing.
Always got to have some cocktails with that. Let's get Chuck in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Chuck, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What did you say, bud?
What's up, Chuck?
Not much, man. I just got a little commentary about I love this show, The Bench. I love the underworked, overworked Del Olale. And I'd just like to say, man, I am so tired of people calling in about the friggin' Colts, about the Giants. Hey, you want to listen to something like that? Get on a live stream. Go to there. Because you know what? This is Houston. Let's talk about Houston or hear more stories about Lance drinking childish drinks.
No, let's not have that story. No, that's not
story. No, that's what we want.
No, Chuck. No, let's not do that.
I'm with you, Chuck. Screw those other teams. Who cares? A Colts call.
Do we get Giants calls? Or is he referring
what about that
Abe?
What guy?
What was that guy's name, Dell, who wanted the scores? Abe?
It wasn't Abe.
No, it wasn't Abe.
I forgot.
Who was it, Twitter?
Rusty?
Twitter's going to help us on that.
They'll know.
Steven? Who was that guy that called in and he wanted us to talk about Giants football?
Where are Mike and Mike?
Why is Eli? What about Eli? We haven't talked about... What? We haven't talked about that mediocre quarterback today? Oh, okay. Who was that guy?
God. Maybe he's talking about when we were doing the Quentin Nelson talk. No.
Quentin Nelson?
I don't even know if we talked about
him. Man, I'd love to have him on the Texans.
Quentin Nelson's so filthy.
Quentin Nelson will. But
Quentin Nelson hates whoever's across from him. I've never seen a player play with so much hate in his heart as Quentin Nelson. I can't make it hyperbole because I can't even reach the amount of hate he has. There are so many plays where he is squatting his junk on people's faces, jumping on them with his ass, punching them in the stomach, grabbing them by the throat and slamming them. Like, these are on plays. These are when he's just blocking. And he doesn't, when you see him, he won't talk that much. He's real quiet. But then Daniel Jeremiah said that he went to where they train in Exos at San Diego and said, hey, I'm Daniel Jeremiah. How you doing? Quentin. He goes, you're a draft guy, huh? He goes, yeah, yeah, I do draft stuff. And he goes, so you sit in your mom's basement and pass judgment on us? The guys are out here doing it all the time. That's what you do? He goes, no. And he was just breaking balls, you know. But he kind of a little bit meant it, but he was breaking balls. And DJ goes, I've never been so uncomfortable in my life. Because I know what this guy's, I know what he's capable of.
I will tell you this.
Mike McGlinchey was right there going, dude, it's okay. Don't. Leave him alone. This guy's good. He's on TV. He doesn't talk trash about you.
So I just get the feeling, though, that that dude, as hard and as hard-ass as he is, he can't be on a field. He can't be on the same line with the Jonathan Martin or a Connor Williams or a, I mean, someone who is questionably soft, because that dude will kick your ass if you're on the same line as he is.
Yeah, he's a badass.
I don't know if he's going to be Richie Incognito, but I could certainly see.
No, his play time.
That's the kind of guy, though, I think is going to be a team from the offensive line. It's hard to be a guard.
He's not a talker.
No,
but
but you look at that guy, and I would imagine how he works.
You'll
how
be very
he
tough.
Plays on how hard he plays and you know, how he will kick.
Right, so
he will
Texans,
kill you.
If the Texans
he
had the fourth,
you.
You know, when we come back, look at what we would do if the Texans had the fourth pick.
Oh, shut up!
Well, we wouldn't have Deshaun
how
Watson.
Is this fun,
That's but you wouldn't have Deshaun fun. Watson.
Yeah,
you know what we'd be talking
you know
about.
Should
we draft Baker? Should we draft Josh Rosen?
Hmm.
What about Josh Allen? No.
Why are we
That's
Chris
just
Farley?
Christian.
Why do we?
Because
why
are we
like
Chris
that?
Farley?
We might as well be if we were in that position.
What?
Can you imagine how terrible that would be? We wouldn't be talking about Quentin Nelson. You know what we'd be talking about? We'd be talking about, let's say they didn't draft Jadeveon Clowney. Is Blake Bortles really what we're going to stick with in Houston? Should we continue to pay Blake Bortles? That's one way. That's one conversation we could
Blake
have.
Blake Bortles would be one of the most accurate quarterbacks in football if
we
he was here.
We would be talking about which of the number two, three, or four quarter. Like, well, now the Jets just traded up, and so we might be left with a fourth quarterback, and people would be calling it, you've got to draft Lamar Jackson. Should we trade back and get Lamar Jackson? This is what...
No.
Houston talk would be, and the Astros would be like, hey, we just won World Series. The Rockets would be like, hey, number one in basketball. And we're like, Josh Rosen? Should we do Josh Rosen? Can you imagine how terrible that would be?
Oh, no, we're the third. We're third round, and we're still talking Texans and what they need.
Rick, thanks for trading away all the picks.
Oh, my God. All right, why don't you talk about the Rockets?
Yeah. Hello. Can I get a what for the Houston Rockets, who are number one in the world of basketball? And that's in the world, not just the country, not just the NBA. Rockets are considered number one in the world. And now is your chance to see the world's best basketball team, the Houston Rockets, and not just this year, but for the playoffs. And here's one of the best ways you can do it. Why don't you lock in on 3 years of season tickets? You're saying, well, Lance, that's a little aggressive. Well, I mean, do they ever look like a team who tanks? Do they ever look like a team who's not, you know, they're not aggressively putting together the best team that they possibly can? That's what the Houston Rockets do. They are consistently in the top two in the West, and they are number one right now, and they've got a good basketball team. Lock in this year on season tickets for the next 3 years on the club level. You're going to lock in on one price. It will not raise over the next 2 years. Your price this year is going to be the price you pay for all 3 years, and you're going to get priority seating opportunities for the playoffs this year. That's what the Rockets are doing. It's the first time they've offered this option, and you can take advantage of it by going to Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com. If you're a business owner, this is a great investment because it's also an entertainment option for you and for your clients. 713-627-DUNK. That's 713-627-DUNK or Rockets.com.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
Play. Sir. Yeah.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't know why I got this, but Kalen Carr liked. Kelly Prince Wright tweeted, "Good morning, London. I've been so happy spending the past 24 hours back in my favorite city, but now we're heading off to Paris for a couple of days. I'm completely ready to relax, unwind, and be in, well, one of my other favorite cities." What a bitch.
Who is this? Who are you talking about?
Kelly Prince Wright. I don't know who she is.
Why are you attacking? Why? Why is it relevant to you?
Who is this person?
I don't know. I don't know who she is. It's the first I've seen of her. But she's, I'm in my favorite city, London. Now I'm going to my other favorite city.
And you have a problem with this?
Yeah. Bitch.
What? What's her problem?
I don't
What's
even know who this person
I
is.
I just...
John's getting ready to catch a hashtag.
Yeah, it sounds like
that.
It. Sounds like it.
I don't care. I'm not vacation watching. All I'm saying is, don't tell me about
she
it.
She tweeted this yesterday. What's your problem with this? She's some
look
random
at me
woman.
In my, look at me in my favorite city in London.
But why are you triggered by this?
Because she just humble brag. Oh, look at my favorite city.
How is she on your timeline?
No, Kalen Carr retweeted it or liked it. I don't even know who Kalen Carr is. Isn't he a soccer player?
He used to play for the Dynamo.
Yeah, is that why you're following Kalen
Carr?
I don't think I'm following him.
Unfollow.
I don't think I'm following him.
Someone else retweeted?
Someone else must have. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Get off my timeline, Prince bitch.
Oh, no. God, what is the matter with you?
Start a hashtag, John hates
Kalen
Carr. Or whatever.
Kelly Prince, right. Yeah, and there's a picture attached to the tweet.
Look at her. She's looking
on her
at
phone,
herself.
Taking a selfie.
Smoke, I bet.
She's attractive, I guess.
Yes. She's got white hair, though.
Yeah, she dyed her hair almost platinum blonde.
Yeah, no, but that looks like it's gray.
Yeah,
I don't understand that
look.
The filter
ain't great. The picture coloring isn't great. Saturation ain't great. But I don't know why she's a bitch, according to you. She's just a woman enjoying her time in London and going to Paris.
Oh, look at me. I'm in London.
You know what
Paris.
You are? You're being a hater. You're jealous.
You're just hating. Yeah,
you hate us because you ain't us.
Pretty
That's
much.
What that is.
Yeah.
No, it's probably. An overreaction.
Yeah, there's probably some of all that. Okay, so I'm human, okay? I have human frailties.
And you're calling some woman you don't even know, as you say, a bitch, because she's enjoying her time on vacation or wherever she is?
I don't know. Maybe she's just jet-setting around the world.
And you have a problem with
that?
Taking
selfies of herself while she's sitting on a floor by a bed.
Huh. Bitch. KellyPrinceWrites.com if you want to check her out.
She's got a .com.
Yeah.
She's
a blogger.
Oh, see?
Oh, a travel blogger.
Oh,
yeah. They're the
God.
Worst.
Life, travel, and style is her
They're
thing.
The worst. And you know why? Because I want to be them.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll just
She's
flat out just say it.
Eating croissants.
Wait, you get to just
fruit.
Travel and people pay for you to travel?
Yeah.
And you don't
and
have
you
to do
you get to write
anything?
About the city?
How many kids do you
That's
even
what
have?
I'm doing.
Do you have 5 kids? You don't? Oh, I hate her.
Oh.
Get
All
off
right.
KPW, John. Respect KPW's hustle.
Screw KPW.
Respect her hustle, John.
Whatever. You know what? I'm never reading her travel blog with her selfies in her hotel room telling me how awesome London is.
Well, she likes it.
All right. I want to see what you think. What do you think of this? Okay, name the favorites for you heading forward from this side of the bracket. A&M, Michigan, Gonzaga, Florida State, Nevada, Loyola, Chicago, Kentucky, Kansas State. Those 8 teams.
Let me look at the bracket.
If you want to know the truth, I'm going to say Texas A&M is playing the best basketball.
I'm going to go K-State. Wait, where are we?
I'm saying A&M.
I'm gonna go
then A&M. Gonzaga.
A&M will beat Michigan. Gonzaga will beat
Florida State.
Yeah, man. I think
I'm gonna go A&M, Gonzaga, Kentucky. Those three are my three favorites to
from that whole
make
side.
It to the championship game. One of these teams will be in the championship game.
Well, it's not gonna be Nevada. It's not gonna be
While
Nevada.
On the other side. You've got Villanova, Kansas, Duke, West Virginia, Tech.
You
want to talk about a power bracket as opposed to this one.
I tell you what now, Frank Martin can get his... Oh, wait, he's not K-State anymore.
Mm. No.
Boo. Who's at K-State now? I used to love when Frank Martin was just mafia'd up on the sideline, just terrorizing everyone with his looks.
I forget who Kansas State...
He's been there. He's been
Bruce Weber still the coach.
Oh, Bruce Weber? Bruce Weber been around, been done that.
Yeah, he's still there.
Illinois.
Man, I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'd go with the exact same three. It's either Kentucky or you're not going to go with any of those upset specials up there. It's either going to be, but I don't love. You know what? I think I'm going to say it. I think K-State does have a shot. And the other two, I agree with you, Gonzaga and Texas A&M. Frankly, I think Texas A&M is going to be hard to beat. Billy Kennedy can coach, and you've got a combination of tempo and bigs and defense and rebounding there. A&M's going to be a tough out for anybody.
I'm telling you, I think that the definitely comes the championship game comes out of the West. A&M, Michigan, or Gonzaga. One of those three.
By the way, Stu was the guy who called in wanting to the scores and all that stuff. Thanks, Clayton.
Yeah, Stu. Miss Stu. Stu, call in now.
Don't.
I know you're busy. Elizabeth, too, said that. Stu, call in. Just give us a call, and we'll see if we have... You know, there's no chance that he's listening, especially after what happened when he hung up. There's absolutely no chance. 829 ESPN 97.5. Let's catch up on break. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. Whatever you want to talk about, except anything other than Houston sports. That's not allowed, according to...
Don't talk about anything other than Houston, because that's what the caller said.
Who was it?
He said, if you want to talk about Giants football, take it to a live stream somewhere.
Yeah.
It was Chuck.
Chuck said that. Chuck said, this is Houston. That's what we're all about. So give us a call about Houston.
Or if you have some insane hate for some random travel blogger, calling about that as well.
Yeah, because that's out there too.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 at 834. Come on, who wants in? 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. To hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, let's get some Tyrann Mathieu had his press conference just yesterday. The Texans press conference was to announce just Tyrann Lue. He is a big deal from a name standpoint. It's just a one-year deal at about $7 million. Jeff Saturday, I don't know if you saw that on ESPN, he said, this guy's got a lot left, and he is a difference maker and game changer. We'll find out, because that's what they need in the secondary. They need
awesome
a difference maker and game changer. They're going to have Jonathan Joseph back. I guess Kareem back. Kevin Johnson is back. They weren't really game changers or difference makers. Andre Howell, I guess, is back.
Is back, folks!
No.
No, first of all, that's not true. And this is the Texans, not Texas.
Oh, well.
Close.
But I do believe that they will all be better because of the better pass rush.
Dell, give us an idea of what we're going to listen to right here. What is Tyrann Mathieu talking
about?
Well,
we know J.J. was flirting with him from the very beginning.
Yep. Yeah.
And apparently they had a previous relationship, so Tyrann Mathieu talks about how J.J.
I hate the way you're putting this.
What role J.J. provided in him becoming a Texan.
I knew J.J. for a couple of years. Me and him actually share the same agents. And so we've had a couple lunches together. We've been able to communicate, you know, via phone, via text, social media, things like that. You know, I just want to come to a group where guys were hungry. You know, obviously I'm very hungry. At this point in my career, I wanted to come to a team that had great potential, a team that was dominant on defense, and I think I made the right choice.
That says something about the Cardinal organization?
A team that's dominant on defense?
Well,
I think he's...
They went from first to last.
Yeah, the year before they were, yeah.
They went from first to last. And they were last, and it was really, really bad. But the offense had something to do with that. But so did all the injuries. Whether or not they can get back to that status, I don't know. I don't believe that. But I'm going to tell you this: he is going to look better because the defense is going to put pressure on the quarterback this year. They're all going to look better. Kevin Johnson is not going to be as exposed. Kareem's not going to be as exposed. J.Joe's not going to be as exposed. Mathieu is going to not be as exposed. They're going to once again be able to put... first of all, Romeo Crennel is back. I get the Vrabel thing that you hire him as a head coach in Tennessee. because you think that he's going to be a really good CEO. I don't care what kind of coordinator he was. If he's going to be a really good CEO, and actually taking him off of strategizing duties, game planning, all of those things may be the best thing for him. He wasn't a good coordinator. He didn't lose a lot of players, but he still wasn't Romeo Crennel. He had Romeo Crennel in that room, and they didn't resemble that defense in any shape, form whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Having Romeo Crennel back as the defensive coordinator, I think, is a real positive for this team.
Yeah, I do too, and I don't see I can be negative. He will benefit presumably from having the healthy guys back, like you mentioned that, and that's a big deal. That you didn't have, and certainly the secondary is going to be a lot better when you have better pressure on the quarterback. There's no way you're not. And it's the old, we always start off with, if JJ can be just 85%, do you know somebody sent us, Craig sent us a question, is JJ Watt a Texan in 2019? I'm going to say no. I know that's a big upset.
That's a huge upset.
But that means
Holly on our website, SportsMap website, yesterday she was in here and she taped it, and I think it's airing today. It's on the website, SportsMap website today. And we had a conversation about it as I was leaving yesterday. I had a conversation with her. I just don't see how big, strong, famous white guy. No, I know white guy. I should have said white. First of all, white, strong.
Why are we mentioning that?
Because he's the face of the franchise. The Texans don't get rid of guys that are face of the franchise. They just don't, especially one that just raised how many millions was it?
I believe it was 37.
37 million, whatever. He, man of the year. There's absolutely, I'm going to tell you, it is a huge upset if J.J. Watt's not on this team in 2019.
So he just gets to ride. With
Brian Cushing did.
Huge contract. He didn't have this kind of contract. And Brian Cushing played every once in a while. J.J. Watt doesn't play football.
J.J. Watt didn't play, but he was 5 years and three-time defensive MVP.
That's great. He got paid. He got a contract that pays him. Why do you have to keep paying him like...
So did Cush.
Then you know what? If you really love him that much, let's cut him and then just give him cash payments. Just keep giving him cash payments and say, what's the difference? Just say, hey, thanks for everything you did. Here's $14 million more for everything
you
that you did
sell
4 years ago.
If he's not on the roster anymore.
You can keep
anymore.
Selling Watt jerseys.
Does the NFL allow that? If he's on another team to continue
to sell?
How do you
think Earl Campbell jerseys
sell? Well, he's retired.
So.
I'm saying, does the NFL allow, if he's playing for the Rams, are you allowed to sell J.J. Watt jerseys?
Yes.
How long have you been in Houston?
I don't think that, I think that the organization.
What are you talking about?
First of all, I don't think Bob McNair is going to run this team next year. I think it's going to be Cal. And secondly, yeah. I think that Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain are going to have autonomy of this team. I really do. Which means that they won't just roll with the guy who doesn't play football anymore. You can't keep giving millions to a guy who doesn't
play
football.
You mean the same Bill O'Brien who started Brian Cushing coming off a steroid suspension?
Yeah.
Well, you made him a captain? Yeah, but
he,
you couldn't cut him.
You didn't have to play him.
And you didn't have to make him a captain. Good Lord.
Well, then they cut him.
Well, no, they loved. Are you kidding me? You don't think that Bill O'Brien loves J.J. Watt?
Let's take a look at J.J.'s contract.
You don't think that Bill O'Brien loves, and by loves, I mean loves,
I think he
J.J.
likes
Watt.
Guys who are playing football.
If J.J. plays, let's say he plays 11 games, but he gets injured, not debilitating, but let's just say injuries happen, just random injuries, and he plays 11 games, but he's not productive, but he plays most of the season, does he come back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm saying if the injuries...
Yes.
Just completely.
I think he, even if he gets another season-ending injury, five games in, he's back.
Year of injuries. He has played eight games and had 1.5 sacks over the last 2 years. For that 1.5 sacks, he's been paid $29 million. I think they have
It's a bit high per sack.
Yeah, I think they have more than paid him for what he did in the past. This year, he's going to get another 15. So over a three-year run, he will make $45 million. Close to $45 million. He'll make $44 million over 3 years. If he gets another 1.5
sacks,
that
J.J. Watt will not be a Houston
Texan. Dream played for the Raptors. He had a little tiny baby claw T-Rex going on his jersey, and it felt terrible seeing him play somewhere. But guess what? Guess what? Good move, because he couldn't play. J.J.'s getting $44 million. If he didn't start getting some sacks, you can't get $44 million for let's say it's four sacks this year. We're paying $44 million for 5.5 sacks? That's terrible.
You know how much you'd save on the cap?
Next year?
Yeah.
You would end up saving $11
million. 13. $13 million. Cap hit is 15.
Oh, no, dead cap.
Dead cap's 2.
No, 9. I'm seeing cap hit 15, dead cap 6.
I got no, that's for this 2018. Year, 18. I'm talking about next year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you save $13 million next year. I think it's completely possible.
I think it's in play, but I don't think it's any chance that happens. Zero.
They could let it play out. He doesn't get to. Let me tell you, he better play football. If he's out for another year, he will retire. No, you can't miss 3 years. You can't miss 3 years and like come back and expect.
What's wrong with
Where's
you?
My $15 million?
This dude.
I raise money for Houston. We appreciate that. You're always going to be in Houston's heart. But this is a business, and I don't care if he is Superman or whatever. You can't just get $15 million for doing nothing.
I want
for multiple
see,
years.
I want to see that conversation in Cal and Bob's office because, well, we got to. I don't know. We still have to assume that Bob's going
to
be there.
Give him $20 million to be like not Toro.
Texas but ambassador?
He can drive out. And he's on a four-wheeler driving out like, what are we going to do, Houston? And he can scream and he can do his, you know, like the Hulk moves.
Yeah, turn down for what?
Yeah, let him do all that stuff in his jersey.
As a mascot?
Yes, let him be a $20 million mascot.
But off the cap.
No, he's not.
But off the cap.
But he's not a mascot.
Get him off the cap and give him his $20 million. Keep paying him for everything he did. That's fine. But don't have him on the cap. We're trying to win football games in Houston.
No,
we're
not
What's the line?
That's a Drayton move, actually.
So you think if he plays but is unproductive, he'll be back at the same number?
Oh, I think he will, too.
But if he's...
But if he doesn't play...
Then he's out.
I mean, if he plays like 4 or 5 games on... J.J. Watt's out for 6 weeks with a bad back.
No chance. Zero chance J.J. Watt won't be a Texan in 2019. No chance.
You're hoping, Lance.
No, I'm not. Even if he comes back and plays
no,
well.
No, but... You're in your scenario where he doesn't play and you think he's gone, I think that's a lot of hope and prayer.
If he gets hurt in the first preseason practice, he's still a Texan in 2019.
Hell? Why are you going with the worst case scenario?
Like that doesn't happen.
Well,
Arian, remember Arian, his first practice?
And I'm the negative one. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I think he'll play. I just don't think he'll be that productive.
If he plays, he'll get to 5 or 6 sacks, I think.
That's so...
It's just so sad that it's come to this after where he was. He was the most dominant defensive lineman I think that I've ever seen. We're forgetting that. He got to over 20 sacks twice. Go find other football players who have done that ever. Yeah. Go find anyone. I've done this. I've written articles about it. Go find anyone who had a 4-year run as dominant as J.J. Watts.
That's not what he does, Dell.
What?
Stop poking yourself in the butt. It's time for you to talk about Craig DeCerf. Now, you want to talk about a guy who's going to be around in 2019? Craig DeCerf.
Oh, that's a lot. Craig DeCerf has 271 vehicles in stock right now. How do I know that? Because I went to LanceZCars.com, and it shows you. You can search for new vehicles, used vehicles, certified. You can search for 17s or 18s. You can search, and that's for the news. Buick, Chevrolet, GMC, what type of models would you want? So I'll just go, let's see. I'll just go right here on the website. 2018 Chevrolet, and let's go with a Silverado, a 1500. 69 vehicles in stock. You can see all the models, and as soon as you hit search, it pulls up all the models you have. You can see what the vehicles look like. You can see what their MSRP is. You can see the dealer discounts and rebates if they're available on the vehicles, which they are right now across the board on these Silverados. And you can check availability. You can do an online offer, a trade-in valet, where they give you an idea of what your trade-in price is. And then you can start to negotiate with my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They'll make it painless. They'll make it quick. And they will find out what it is that you need to help you find the vehicle that you want. They are there for you. And they want to make you so happy that you tell everyone else about it. And you are their best advertiser when you're happy. Go to LanceZCars.com or head down to Angleton and save thousands at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
saliva. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so high.
Hola, soy José Altuve, All-Star y MVP. Si necesitas un vehículo nuevo, ven a Golf Car Chevrolet, Wigan GNC. Chevy, te encuentra camino.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, back here. A little controversy in the golf world, Dell, going on. Did you see Patrick Reed had some stuff going on? He was pissed. Because he didn't get a drop. There were some wires. He hit one right, and there were some wires. And he said, well, if I was Jordan Reed, obviously I would get this drop, but I'm not, so I'm not getting a drop. What do you think Jordan Reed would have gotten a favorable drop there?
I don't even know what you're talking about as far, but what's the context? Why is Jordan Reed being thrown into the grease?
No, Patrick Reed, Jordan Spieth, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, so you do what I do. You're mixing up things. Yes,
I did. Patrick Reed said that he was pissed because there were some wires, and if I was Jordan Spieth, I would get a drop.
So, what's the context behind this?
Nothing. It's just a controversy going on. It's a big controversy.
Did Jordan Spieth ever get preferential
treatment? Yeah, so
that's what I'm asking about.
You don't remember at the Open Championship?
Oddly
he got
enough,
that.
No, I
he
don't
got
remember.
That drop. It took about 25 minutes for him to actually drop the ball, and then he hit it up and. He chipped and made the putt and got saved par, and he went on to win the Open Championship.
So Patrick Reed is one who believes that drop was preferential treatment, and
yes.
He's referencing
and
it
And he didn't
months
get
later.
That, right.
Okay, so I just need people need a context. I don't know if everyone knows.
Everyone knows that Jordan Spieth got a favorable drop at the Open Championship.
Do they?
Yes.
I
everyone
know.
In the world knows that.
Lance, did you remember?
Yeah, the favorable drop thing from 2015.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
exactly.
From when was
last
it?
Last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, everyone remembers
17.
That moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the 17 favorable drop disaster that happened.
Yeah, and Patrick Reed certainly does.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm surprised nobody called in about the J.J. Watt stuff. J.J. gets people a little, and I'm just being dead serious. We're not trying to start a conversation, just... I legitimately don't think if you're running a team the way you should, you can keep paying J.J. Watt if he can't stay on the field. Is he going to give any back? Will he take a pay cut, I guess?
No, he's not taking a pay cut. He's not giving any back.
He had three Defensive Player of the Year awards. And then if he doesn't play this year, that would be 3 years that he gets paid for not really doing anything.
Yeah.
So that feels fair.
Well, that's fair.
So let's hit reset on the next deal.
Well, no. And
make it all
so J.J.'s going to go to another team is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I would hope that when he does play for the Texans, he just retires.
No, he's not going to just retire. He's going to keep on playing. And then he's going to have all this built-up anxiety when he comes back here. He's going to destroy Deshaun.
You don't have to worry about it. He'll sign with Green Bay and go back home and say, look, everybody, I'm back. And then he'll play for the Packers for a couple of years.
That is a real possibility. No, that is a real possibility. I could certainly see that.
Is this the first time the Blazers and Rockets are playing since that January game? They've played before since then.
I don't
right?
think so. Because
when they got all salty that the Rockets scored, Chris Paul hit a late layup.
I don't think so. Because
and you wrote a sports map article on it.
I didn't write a sports map article on the particular layup. I wrote a sports map article about how everyone loves Chris Paul because he's a Rocket, but let's not forget that he's the new John Stockton. No, they haven't played since.
They have not played since that game?
No.
Oh, so it's Damian Lillard and Chris Paul going to fight at midcourt, and then Gerald Green's going to come in
well, the
and
Rockets,
save the day?
The Rockets really have a challenge, you know, playing the hottest team in the NBA. Oh, don't get mad at me.
I don't think you want it with the Rockets. With Nene, as long as he's making the trip. Nene was one of the toughest guys in the league. Like, he was a legit enforcer.
Yeah, he's still.
Nene... PJ Tucker,
yeah,
Trevor Ariza,
James Jones.
I know Trevor's skinny,
it's
but
the
everyone
NBA.
Says you got to be.
Nothing's gonna happen.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't think.
And the Trevor Ariza thing is interesting. We've never seen any evidence of Trevor Ariza doing stuff like that, but that's just the rumor, though. We should be afraid of him. We've never seen any evidence of it. It's not, nothing's going to happen. They're going to play basketball.
I know, by the way, of all the people to be critical of Chris Paul, Damian Lillard, who did the same thing.
He was a rookie. We talked about this before.
So what? He still did it.
He didn't do it as a veteran.
I guess if you steal something when you're a rookie, it's okay. Oh, no.
He didn't do it. He didn't steal anything. He made a shot when he shouldn't have.
That's like stealing.
He stole two points. I guess the point was, hey, you're a veteran. You don't do that. And Damian Lillard, it's not even a big deal. Who cares?
No, it's not a big deal. I mean, just like when they played the Clippers again, it was going to be a big deal. No. Actually, the Clippers laid down, remember?
Damian Lillard's focus on scoring 40 against the Rockets. He doesn't care about the Chris Paul thing from last time.
No, and oh, by the way, Portland's going to be, I'm going to tell you this, Portland's going to be pumped tonight.
It's going to be Toronto-esque in terms of environment.
It is. It's going to be absolutely just like Toronto. This is going to be the same situation, and the Rockets can't fall behind 32-16 again. ESPN, can we show it for 40 times? They're showing it 40 times. Chris Paul making a layup and Damian Lillard trying to steal the ball. Is that what First Take does?
Yes.
They show it like 70 times?
Well, the clip is only 8 seconds long, so they have to keep re-showing it as they're talking over it.
Well, why don't they just talk to each other and show them?
Why don't they actually talk about the game? It's a pretty big game. Well, it's not a big game. It's the NBA, but it's an entertaining game. Nice matchup. The 1-3 in the West. Talk about that.
And do you fear in any way, shape, or form Portland?
I mean, they have good guard play. I don't know if you fear them, but they're a tough out. They've got elite guards. And maybe one of the guys, I mean, we don't pay attention because they're in Portland, but Dame Lillard might be the best point guard in the NBA.
Bite your tongue. Chris Paul's the best point guard.
Damian Lillard is explosive, but...
Yeah.
Look.
His numbers have been great for a long time.
Yeah. No, Damian Lillard, I think, is an underrated player.
And he's a rapper. He's Dame Dalla.
He's actually apparently really good.
Apparently. Why don't you drop some of his bars on us?
I don't like getting in the athletes rapping. It's not.
Why? What if he's good?
He said he's good.
I said apparently. I've never listened.
Let's bring him back after the next break. Let's come back. Let's take us into the break with some clean. See if you can find Dame Dalla.
Yeah, let's see if I can find some clean.
I hope he's not dropping any ugly words.
He's probably just saying stuff about, you know, doing push-ups and eating clean and getting good rest on the road. I bet that's on there.
No.
Like, road rest. And then, you know, keeps your head clear. It's like stuff like that.
Road rest keeps your head clear? Is that the name of a song or just a bar?
It's not dad rap.
No. Dame's probably saying things like, hey, you know, I eat clean.
Rapping dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he a dad? I don't know.
I don't know, but I know that this is probably Dame Dalla is probably rapping about good things with basketball and how to perform at a high level.
Hmm. It looks like Raheel's not going to come in today for.
No, well, he'll be here. He just won't be here on time.
Oh,
apparently.
I guess why is he even coming in if he's not going to try to be here?
He's so tired from writing a Sports Map article that he's drained, he got up late.
You think that he's tired from writing a Sports Map article?
Yeah, if you haven't seen that, you can go to Sports Map, houston.sportsmap.com. He wrote about the 16-1 and other things he likes, remarkable things he's like to see in sports. Like he goes, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. What are other crazy things I'd like
to
see?
It wasn't that crazy.
Yeah, that's what the point we had on the show, the Raheel and Dell show. He kept talking about how it was remarkable. It's like,
why is that remarkable? If the twos beat 15s, why is this so remarkable, one and a 16?
Well, he thought it might never happen because it had never happened before. So, and then I told him, I was like, well, they did win by 20, so it didn't have the same impact. It wasn't like a buzzer beater. It wasn't like they were down by 10 and came back and won. They controlled that game the entire second half.
It wasn't even close.
No, so it loses its impact.
Yeah, if it was a last second, right.
And plus, it's Virginia. I mean, Virginia was a really good basketball team, but they're not filled with stars. It's not like they beat, as you guys like to point out, one of those 90s Duke or UNLV teams. It was Virginia. No one cares really about Virginia basketball here.
Right. And Virginia, they actually don't. You want to talk about a solid program that in this tournament, they're just not built for it. They're just not built for this tournament.
Apparently, because you need guys who can go get you buckets at certain times. And they don't have them.
They don't care about buckets. All they care about is stopping buckets. 859 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Save people money, Lance.
I'm always trying to save people money, but it's not really me so much as it's my friend Lanny over at Bill Advisor. And it's not just Lanny. It's everyone who works at Bill Advisor. They have several negotiators on staff. What they do is when you text, I've told you to text bills to 313131. When you do it, here's what's going to happen. You'll get a text back response, and you can go back and forth through text. And then what they're going to need from you is they're going to need your bills. So if you have copies of your bills, you can just scan them, or you can even take a, what I did was just took a picture on my phone of the bill and then sent it over, or did a screen capture of an online bill and sent it over. And they go through the bill and they find out, okay, this is a BS. This is BS. This fee is BS. Ooh, they're charging you that much. That's not even remotely close to the norm of what they're offering new customers. And you've been there for 7 years. You should get new customer prices. And so what they end up doing is they go to customer retention. And we're talking about, you know, home and auto insurance and energy and cell phone, home phone, internet, home security. All of these can be negotiated or renegotiated, or they can find new providers for you and lower your bills. On average, $800 to $900 annually is saved. But I'm telling you right now, I know a lot of people who saved well over $1,000 annually and continue to do so. You pay one low monthly fee, you continue to pay that fee, and they continue to scour your bills to find opportunities to save you. And they don't save you for just 1 month. They have a savings that will last, in many cases, when they drop a bill, it's dropped for the entire year. So you end up paying for your service over and over and over again. If they don't save you $150 in the first three bills, they'll give you $150 and an Amazon credit card, or rather an Amazon card, gift card, on top of it. Go to the website, billadvisor.com, or text bills to 313131. I'm about to clean them
in the kitchen, and we making money by the minute. Preach on, brother.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola, an original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.